This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2231, Birthdays in English, Part 3. What is your star sign? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In this third episode in our 4-part series, you will learn how to talk about star signs in English. Get phrases and ways to connect over this common conversation topic in English.
This episode is brought to you by CarMax. Searching for your next car? Don't settle. Thrive. At CarMax, it's easy to shop online or in person. With upfront pricing and tools designed to help, finding a car you love has never been easier. Plus, you can sell or trade in your current vehicle with an online offer in minutes. No strings attached. Start shopping now to find a car you'll love at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way it should be.
Hey, Michelle, I have a question for you today.
Ooh, okay. Hi, Lindsay. What's your question?
Do you tend to follow horoscopes? Are you into that kind of thing?
Not so much. It's fun every once in a while to read it and see what it is and see how, but I'm not really into it. I will say that as a joke, when we were planning our course for the B2 course, and I was trying to get my friend Ian to test his camera and his microphone because we wanted to see if it would be used.
Yeah.
He sent me, his test was him reading my horoscope. He just sent it. It was just, so then that's we did cool. A joke of sending his back to him. And yeah, so that's awesome. Was kind of funny. But no, that's not something that I really follow. How about you?
No, I don't follow it actively. I always engage in a conversation when it comes up because it's kind of fun, right? So yeah. it's like, it appeals to like the way humans think, getting into this mind of your sign, what camp are you in? It's that sense, right?
Yeah.
I'm acting like this because I'm a Leo.
It's complicated. Yeah. There's a lot to it. And it's especially fun when you meet someone who does know about it. And so then you can say, oh, well, what is my personality based on my sign? Lindsay, what is your star sign?
My star sign is Leo.
Oh, you just said it. Leo. All right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm
what's
Capricorn.
Yours? Okay.
It's a Capricorn. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Nice.
Yeah. So guys, we're going to have a lot of fun today. We're going to be talking about star signs because this is the third episode in a 4-part series about birthdays, really. So we did an All Ears English. We did Birthdays in English Part 1. When is your birthday? And then we went and did the next episode over on the Business English Podcast. That was episode 277. Lindsay, what was that called?
That was called Birthdays in English Part 2, Doing Anything Special. And we showed you how it really matters at work to be able to have this conversation because, again, human beings, you know, we are humans at the office. We still have a birthday. We're not robots. So we wanted to build that relationship with our colleagues. We want to ask them about their birthday. What are they doing? What did they do? What are the plans? Okay.
Yeah.
So, hey, Michelle, we're over here to get deeper into what today?
Today, we're going to be talking about star signs, also called zodiac signs, right? And this, we've just talked about a little bit on the show before, but today we are doing, really, we're dedicating the show to it. So this is going to be a lot of fun. We're not going to teach you about star signs, but we are going to just share
how to talk about it.
Teach you how to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
And actually, this is not the last episode of the series.
Ooh, what's coming after that, Michelle? What else could we possibly do?
in the series.
Yes. Oh my gosh. But there's more. We are going to have the final birthday episode over on the IELTS Energy podcast. That will be with Jessica and Aubrey. That will be episode 1398. So in order to get that episode, make sure that you go over to the IELTS Energy podcast and you hit follow so that it comes out to you. You don't forget it. And Lindsay, is this only going to be good for people who are taking IELTS? Like, should anybody else listen, or is it not really important?
Yeah, I think over there on IELTS Energy, you can get a lot of good stuff about English in general, right? It's two different hosts, Aubrey and Jessica. They have a different perspective on things. So go over there to broaden your listening, your vocabulary, even if you're not taking IELTS.
Exactly.
But obviously, if you are, Jessica was an examiner for like 14 years. So you obviously want to hear what she has to say. And Aubrey has learned everything that Jessica knows. And she is also an expert in IELTS. So go check it out, guys. Good stuff.
Perfect. So they'll be chatting about birthdays. Okay. So we've spoken a lot about birthdays already on this series, of course, and horoscopes come up. I know very little bit about horoscopes, so we're going to read our star sign description and talk about ways you can use this topic in conversation. So I got, actually, if you, Lindsay, sorry, if you want to click on the link,
okay,
that's in this. This is cosmopolitan.com.
I remember reading Cosmopolitan in Cosmo Girl. Yeah, for sure. Okay, good. So what are we doing here, Michelle? We're gonna read our
Do you want to take a sure. look? Just like you can kind of skim through and read a little bit of maybe where it says Leo star sign traits.
Sure. So the traits, all right. So for Leo, the zodiac symbol is the lion because of their regal and noble personality. Oh, I love that. I can't say I don't like that. They love to lead. And it says they love to lead and naturally protect those they perceive as being vulnerable. Interesting. Ideal career, sales, sports, any kind of dramatic art. I guess this is kind of dramatic what we're doing, podcasting. Michelle, entrepreneur, consultant, manager. Makes sense.
Presenter. Yeah. CEO. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like this makes sense for you, right?
It does make sense. See, this is the funny part, right? We read the description and then we find ways that it makes sense, right? Which is kind of the funny part, which is what often comes up when you talk about star signs with two people that are not necessarily big believers, right?
Right. Yeah. Yes, that's true. That is something that comes up. It's also about people who believe in fortune telling or mediums, right? A lot of times people think that it's just things that could apply to anybody. But
sure.
Some people believe. If you believe, that's great.
We want to read yours.
Yes, let me find mine. Let's see. Okay, so Capricorn. So yeah, these are people born between the 22nd of December and the 19th of January. So the symbol is the goat, the element.
The greatest of all time?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, because they're a determined animal who rises up the path by taking advantage of every foothold, always climbing.
Ooh.
Okay. Hardest worker in the room will strive to achieve their ambitions long after, the more talented or more showy types have given up. Okay. Shrewd, patient, materialistic, loyal, determined, strong, stoic, a good rock to lean on, make for excellent friends and partners. Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, it's interesting. It feels some of it. I mean, I do work hard. I do strive to achieve things, but I think as in my motherhood, things have I think maybe soon.
Sure.
But I am an ambitious person. Motherhood has changed it a little bit as far as like what I can do. But I like to think of myself as a good friend. I'm not materialistic.
I'm sure you're a good friend. Yeah, I can see that in you. Yeah.
But I am not materialistic, I don't think at all. So kind of fits. I think the Leo fits you more than the Capricorn fits me.
Yeah, it feels like Leo fits a lot for me. It always has. But look at this, what we're doing. This is a demonstration. It's an organic demonstration, guys, for our listeners of what it looks like to read our star signs and to interpret the definition of the personality and then compare the reality. Yeah. And this is what it actually, this is the real conversation you're likely to have.
Right, yes.
Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So how can you have this conversation? So we are going to give you some steps here. So the first one is bring it up. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you find out somebody's birth month, you might say something like, oh, and then say the month and say, so that must make you a blank, right?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I might say to you something like, oh, March, so that must make you a Pisces?
Right. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. So that's how you'd bring that up. And then what's another way you might say it? You might say the month first, right? So August. Right. So does that mean you're a Leo or a Cancer? Right.
Because there are some bordering ones, you know, you don't have the dates memorized. You could say, oh, January. So does that make you a Capricorn or an Aquarius, right? Something that if somebody's kind of bordering, or if you just don't know, which I think most people just don't have it memorized, you could say, so what's your star sign?
Right. Or you could say, so what's your sign? I've heard
your sign,
that's shortened to that. What's your sign? What's your zodiac sign? Less so, but what's your sign? What's your star sign? Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. So what's the next thing that's important?
Yeah. The next step is we're going to get a sense to see if they're actually interested in this, because if they're not, if they're kind of bored by the conversation, it's kind of a cliche conversation, right?
Yeah.
It happens a lot. And maybe this person has had this conversation many times, then you're going to want to move on, but you're going to feel it out to see what the sense is. What are they interested in talking about this? So you're going to say, you know, do you believe in horoscopes? Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you know a lot about zodiac signs?
Right. Perfect.
Yeah.
So these are putting feelers out there to get a sense and get some feedback so you know how to drive the conversation. Right?
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Is the English glass ceiling holding you back from success at work? There's an invisible barrier where even if you are qualified and talented, your English skills could still hold you back from assignments, promotions, raises, and more. Let's get you the opportunities you deserve. Let's improve your career English together with the Connection Method. In just a few days, we'll have a special offer on our Business English course that will help you solve this problem. Listen to this show next week to find out how to join us. Thank you.
All right, Michelle, next step is asking about traits.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. So what traits does a blank have? So you could say, so what traits does a Sagittarius have?
Uh-huh. Or do you relate to the X? Or do you relate to the ego trait in Leo, right? So Leos are known to be like ego forward, I suppose. I might be making up that term, but like kind of ego based. So do you relate to that or not, right?
Mm-hmm. Or you could even say something like, do you find your personality lines up with your star sign? So to say to line up, right? That means, do you feel that it connects? Do you think it's accurate?
100%. And then there's a bonus step here. Michelle, tell us about this.
Okay. So this, let's say you're super into it.
Yeah.
You really like this and you know a lot about star signs. You could say something like, oh, so you're a Leo. That must mean you are blank. Or, let's say you share a star sign. You could say something like, Scorpio, are you blank? I definitely am. So comparing, so like, oh, a Scorpio, are you fiery? I definitely am.
I like it. Yeah. And then you're getting a sense here. You're always, with every exchange in this conversation, you're getting a sense if they're interested or not. Michelle, I think one other thing we need to mention is a way of responding when someone says, oh, my sign, a typical Leo is an entrepreneur, and you respond, what do you say? Something like, oh, that tracks, or that makes sense.
Right?
These are all maybe for another episode.
Yeah, but there's so much we could do with this, really. It's never ending. Yeah. We could do all ears zodiac signs.
Yeah. I just want to say it feels like a little bit in this conversation, we know each other less well. We don't know each other very well here. Right.
Right. So you're not going to be able to make commentary on
that
tracks or that makes sense for you. Like you were reading yours and I thought, CEO and presenters, that tracks, right? Mm-hmm. I know you.
Yeah, because even when we say something like, do you find your personality lines up with your star sign? That feels very distant in terms of how well we know each other. Do you find X is more formal? So in this episode, we're sort of assuming we're just getting to know each other. We don't know each other very well, right?
Yeah, we're building the connection. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the thing is, if the person isn't interested, don't worry about it. Don't feel defeated. It's still fun to say what you are and still a point of connection. So you can share if you're interested in it, if there are any weird things that have happened based on your horoscope in real life, or if you relate to your star sign, but don't be afraid to attempt this conversation topic, especially if you know something about it. It can be intriguing when you do meet someone who knows. I always end up saying, oh, so what's, you know, and and then there are certain star signs that interact well together or don't interact well. There's a lot of, I'm curious if we have any, you know, it would be really fun to one day interview a listener about this.
For sure. Star
signs, yeah.
Fun. I love that idea.
Fun topic. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the most powerful connection moment around this topic is when, of course, you find that you have the same star sign as someone else. And this kind of leads from the last episode when you find you have the same birthday or the same birth month. That can spur a whole other conversation around, oh, do you fit the, you know, the, what about the, I think Leos are also known to be jealous, right? There are always negative traits of every sign. Does that track with you? You could have these conversations as you're getting to know someone a little bit better, of course, but that's the true connection moment, I think, is when you share the sign.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, like we talked about in the other series about sharing the birthday, you're always looking for those things in common. That's what makes for the best.
Should we do the first one?
Let's do the first one. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Yes.
So here we are, friends from the gym, and we just started sharing information about our birthdays.
Yay, fun. Okay. Oh, October. So that must make you a Scorpio.
Yep, that's right. Do you believe in horoscopes?
A little. How about you?
Same.
So what traits does a Scorpio have anyways?
Oh, well, we are fiery.
Oh, wow. Do you find your personality lines up with the Scorpio?
At times.
Nice. I've known a few Scorpios and I definitely think that's true. Right.
Yeah. Scorpio, I think, is one of the famous signs, right? Don't you think people usually know that the Scorpio is a little.
They have a reputation. I'm not sure how that ended up being elevated above sticking out in our minds, maybe from some movie or something. I don't know. But anyways, so here we go. So I said, oh, October. Okay. So that must make you a Scorpio.
And then I said, oh, do you believe in horoscopes?
And you said a little. And then I said, so what traits? So I'm driving the conversation here, right? And I said, so what traits does a Scorpio have? And then I actually tagged on something to make this even more natural. I said, anyways, so what traits does a Scorpio have anyways? And we could do another episode about adding that at the end of a sentence, Michelle. That'd be a great episode. Guys, hit follow on All Ears English. We're going to explain that a different day.
Okay. Yeah. So we can do that. That's a great idea. Yeah. And then you said, do you find your personality lines up with the Scorpio? So you're just asking.
I'm asking
a lot of questions. Am I like this? Yes. Yeah. You're asking a lot of questions.
At some point, you know, if you don't turn around and ask the next question, I'm going to change the topic because I'm asking three questions in a row, which starts to feel a little like maybe she doesn't want to talk about this. I'm not sure.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Good point there. Well, guys, again, this is a great conversation topic.
Yeah.
Whether somebody's interested in it or not, you can always have at least a short starter conversation about it. And we gave you the tools to do it today. Again, we were talking more if you're maybe don't know the person so well. You know, we could always do a follow up on how to talk about it with somebody you know really well, saying things like that tracks or that makes sense for you. We gave you an idea of it today. But also, we just want to remind you that if you haven't yet listened to the other episodes in the series, definitely get on those. Birthdays in English Part 1, on the Business English Episode 277, Birthdays in English Part 2. And then we have this one. And then for the final episode, make sure you go follow the IELTS Energy podcast because their episode about birthdays and how to talk about them is coming up very soon.
Yeah. And I just want to say, you know, even though we said that this topic is a little bit of a cliche, mm-hmm. it's okay to use cliched topics to be a bridge to another more original topic, right? More yes. personal topic. So for example, if you ask someone about being a Leo and they say, yeah, I'm an adventurer, I like to travel. Okay, that's opening up a more interesting yeah. topic. And then we go in that direction, right? So don't feel True. Self-conscious about bringing up topics that might feel like a little bit of a cliche. It's just a bridge to the next moment of connection, right?
That's true. That's true. Very good point, Lindsay. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've had a lot of fun in the first three parts of this series. Looking forward to hearing from Jessica and Aubrey. Thank you all for listening and let us know how these conversations go.
All right, Michelle, talk to you soon. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.